This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of the USAPrepares.com. This is the second hour of a special investigative report. It's only heard here on USA Prepares. This is a first-hand experience from a man who has been jailed, imprisoned, tortured, starved, beaten, inhumanely treated by those in charge of a concentration camp in the United States of America. It's in Tennessee. This man has spent years behind bars. We're talking with a man whom I know, who's been at our farm, who's spent time with our family, who's been in the truck with me, who's traveled to events. This is a man I know. This is a man who helped me get the materials for the barn that you heard me talk about that we built right here on our farm. Used materials. This is a man who has been branded as a convicted felon. And when the government says you're a convicted felon, most people believe it. Because they're naive, ill-informed. They've been conditioned to believe that the government's right. Well, here you're learning that the government's not right. Michael Parsons is with us, and I've asked GCN to rebroadcast this broadcast on Independence Day. That's Monday, July 4, 2016. And my question to you is, do you think you're independent from tyranny and treason? And do you think you're free? Well, you're not. If you're in a private jail, private court, nor a private prison. And when I lived in Virginia, our county administrators were so impressed with the private prison and having a private prison in our little hamlet that they wanted to have one. Our town fathers wanted to have one. They lost their minds. This is slave labor. Here in the United States of America. If it's not in your hamlet, it might be coming to your hamlet. This needs to be stopped here and now. Michael Parsons, before you talk about how long you can hold your bladder, at one time were you a broadcaster?
I was for a little over 2 years.
Michael Parsons, are you a pilot?
I've been licensed as a pilot since 1990.
What kind of planes are you licensed to fly?
Well, the license is just a license. Then you get checked out and certified on different types. And literally anything that's a single-engine land, I'm qualified or capable of being checked out in. I was working on my ratings and hours to become a pilot for Federal Express while I was working there, and I was flying for the Air Force through their Civil Air Patrol and doing their various missions from disaster relief to U.S. Customs to counter-narcotics back in the early 90s, back when we could fly anywhere in the state of Arkansas except, you know, Arkansas. And there was the alphabet that would fly with us, and, of course, you got white hats and black hats, good guys and bad guys. And the guys that were flying with me apparently were the good guys. I had the option to fly or not fly, and I felt like what we were doing, exposing how the sheriffs in many counties in Arkansas were literally framing farmers, planting, you know, pot plants on their farm, might have 1,000 acres of corn, and they'd plant half a dozen pot plants out in the middle of the field or along a creek bank, go in, seize the pot, arrest the farmer, and say, "Mr. Farmer, we're going to take your land and put you in prison for life unless you give up the land." So the farmers called the congressman. The congressman got with the Air Force and the National Guard, and they devised a way to have surveillance done of these farms that were hijacked by the sheriffs. And effectively, flying over, we did the ability that what otherwise legally couldn't be done under posse comitatus, because I'm a volunteer, got paid absolutely nothing, was able to spot these sheriffs running their pot plants on the farms that they'd confiscated, and they were effectively arrested, and the land was taken back. And from what I understand, in virtually all cases, the farmers got their lands back. And that's we taking care of people. That's us taking care of us. That's holding the corrupt system accountable.
Michael Parsons, let me make sure I heard this correctly. Are you saying that there are sheriffs, the highest constitutional officer elected in the state of Arkansas, who have planted marijuana plants on farms, then arrested the farmers for having marijuana plants on the farms that the sheriffs planted so that they could threaten the farmer and steal the land from the farmer? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what was going on. Even the fellow that charged and arrested me in this bogus charge of possession of guns, he no longer is a deputy. He himself was fired because he got caught because some individual had surveillance security equipment in their home, and when he planted drugs, they got him on video. Oh, and this guy that charged me, that's no longer a sheriff's deputy in Tipton County because he got caught planting evidence. And one of the guys that spent time with me in the jail was a guy that did drugs with him only a month ago. So this guy does drugs, and he frames people. And in Shelby County, he was actually arrested for DUI. But yet, he'll pop up someplace else when they need him. They use these people. They typically will have within their ranks, in most sheriff's departments, at least around here, a certain number of people that will do anything they're told. They're send-outs. Just like gangs, these things like the gangs, or the gangs run their operations like the police department. Either way, it's all the same. They get the job done one way or the other. Just like the alphabet crew has white hats and black hats, they have the front men that are out there, you know, with the white hat, and then behind the scenes they got the black hats doing all the dirty work. So that's what we're dealing with. We have an organized criminal syndicate posing as government. The corporations are no different than Walmart. They're leading us down a path of destructions. In Tipton County, they're balancing the books through the jail. They don't make enough in property taxes because there's virtually no industry paying into property taxes to pay for government. So they're running the jail as a profit operation, and they're running people through. Realize, the judge gets a percentage of the bond. He gets a paycheck from every conviction. It's called a CRIS fund. It's down in Texas where they keep the money. They profit off of this. And when I go from a $5,000 bond, which I was only required to pay $500 because I didn't have a $5,000 cash, or I would have put that up so I could get the money back, they brought me up to an $85,000 bond because I'm a flight risk, or I'm a threat to the community, according to them. when there's nothing in the record to support that, only because when they found out that the Chilkat Nation had tried to get me to come up to help them in getting their children back, and I'd had experience in fighting to get children back in this part of the country, and they didn't want that. And so the Canadian government, I believe, and the United States government wanted to lock me down so I couldn't help these people. Because why would you take a guy that's got a Class C felony charge, which effectively, if all things are right, the most he could get is 2 years in prison.
Hey, Mike, excuse me. Would you continue talking for the next couple of minutes? I've got a helicopter circling the farm right now. I need to find out what's going on, okay? Please continue.
Sure, I'll talk. Thank you. The fact is that these people are criminals running a business, and in order for the Canadian government to continue to draw $250,000 per child that they kidnap from the Chilkat Nation, they got to make sure that they don't have anybody in their arena helping them. And so effectively, when I popped up on the radar, we don't want that guy up here. And so I told the court, it's like, yeah, they want me to come up there, and I need to reschedule this preliminary hearing or this General Sessions appearance for a week later. Well, they didn't want to hear that, and they arrested me, accusing me of not being there, even though I'm standing right there. And hopefully Vincent will be able to play that audio. But the fact is that I was railroaded for exposing corruption in government in Tipton County, a rigged election. I found out how they did it. Before the election, I actually was instrumental in uncovering how in Shelby County, they had rigged elections, and I found a solution and reported it. I didn't get any credit for it, but they knew that I was on to them. They didn't like that. This is what happens when you stand up and speak out. So this is not something that everybody will want to take on. But you have to determine if you're going to live as a slave or if you're going to live free, and realize whatever you leave your children, we're only in this predicament because our family didn't know what was going on or chose not to know what was going on. Most of the people right now, the book Brave New World, spoke up by Aldous Huxley, they're going to take us over through pharmacology and psychology. Well, in the pod of 32 men, 34 men that I was in, no less than 20 of these men were there on heroin-related charges, possession, use, distribution, whatever. All these people are doped up, and they've been brainwashed into believing the lie. It's time to wake up. It's time to reject the drugs, stand in honor, and take back our country.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To our friends in Tipton County, Tennessee, I just want you to know that right now, this particular broadcast is number 2 on the world's largest alternative radio network. It's being covered in the United States, Canada, Central America. It's covered in North Africa, Europe, and the Middle East on satellite. It's on AM, FM, and YouTube, and a telephone listen line. Currently, number 21 out of over 100 broadcasts on TalkStream Live, number 2 on the world's largest alternative radio network, number 2 on the fourth largest network in the United States of America. So for our friends who are listening in Tennessee, those people who are interested in anybody listening, I just want to let you know that's how it's going. Mike, you talked about your bladder. Let's share that.
Well, it brings to mind just briefly the old Verizon commercial. These people are concerned about me exposing their corruption. All I can say for you is this. Can you hear me now? Regarding the bladder issue.
Yeah. Can hear you now, that's for sure. And by the way, Mike, I'd like to make an offer to those who are perpetrating this corruption. If you are harmed in any way going forward, we will be relentless in exposing it. We will be relentless. AM, FM, YouTube, satellite, Facebook, every way you can think of to make sure that the people who have committed these crimes, treason, these traitors, get the full credit for everything they've done. Names, addresses, homes, front door, family. They need to get the full credit for what they've done. Just want to make sure that they understand what's at stake here. Please continue.
And Vincent, I want to thank you for doing the yeoman's job that you've done to help in exposing this information to the public and the world. The fact that I did receive a few letters while locked up. I want to thank the sailors. I want to thank the diver without giving his name out because I don't know that I have that ability. But a listener to your program is a diver from Ohio. I want to thank him for that letter. I did respond with a letter. I sent it out to go out to you. Don't know if it's been sent out yet. But I want to thank the people that kept me in their prayers. My friends, I know I was protected on more than one occasion, let's just say by God's creation. And certainly, if you're a people of faith, do not neglect to exercise the power of prayer. Prayers are answered. No, I was not protected from the torture. I was allowed to survive the torture. That was the prayers that were put out, and those were the prayers that were answered. Now, for nearly 40 hours from 6 p.m. on May the 29th until June the 1st at noon, I was allowed to lay on a concrete slab without the assistance to be able to I couldn't raise myself up. I could not get up. I was lying there with three broken ribs and cuts and bruises and contusions to my head and neck, beat to a pulp. And yeah, I can defend myself, folks. I had competed in martial arts for about 10 years as a black belt, didn't go any higher, but that's back when my son was young and we were doing this father-son thing. I know how to defend myself, but when somebody comes up behind you and hits you from the back, dazes you, it's kind of hard to recover, especially when they've got a fist like a skillet, and you're not expecting it. But be that as it may, I was required to lay there. No one would help me. And when finally the jail doctor came in, Dr. Crown, he said, "What's going on with this fella?" I said, "Doc, I've been here since 6 p.m. Friday. I need to get up and use the bathroom. Please help me. I've already peed on myself once. Please help me." And I told him what to do, and he listened without bowing up and taking an attitude. I said, "Put your fist in the middle of my back. Come up a little right there. Someone stand above me and let me grab your arms. Now you push up while I pull. And when I scream out with pain, don't stop. Just keep going." And they helped me raise up. And once I was in a seated position, I had virtually no pain. I was in the proper position that I needed to be in. I said, "Doc, I need to be elevated and I need turmeric immediately." That's what he allowed. Until the nurse stopped it.
Mike, I'm going to ask you when we come back, is there anyone who has a sense of humanity?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, the audio that I've tried to play is so distorted that it's not something that we can even listen to. And I'm wondering, where did you get that recording? Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Vincent, I can't tell you where I got that.
Where did that recording come from, Mike? Because you can't, it's not really intelligible.
That recording was made inside the courtroom, but I can't tell you the source of that for the protection of how it was made available.
I got it. I understand.
But if you've got a way, to upload it to Mr. Marvin,
I'm gonna try to. I will try to. Well, you know, Ed's going to be here today. Ed's on his way here, and you know, we'll talk about that when he arrives. But I'll try to play it right now. I'll just show you what I'm talking about. Here you go.
Are you calling the Michael Parsons Trust? Are you calling the Michael Parsons Trust?
I'm calling Michael Parsons Trust. Michael Parsons Trust. I said I'll be trying to meet in a few days. I need to know what to do with the rest of Michael
Parsons Trust. Well, I'm the live man. I'm not the trust. I'm just trying to make that clear before the court.
I'm calling Michael Parsons Trust. He's appeared in front of the court.
Okay, I just wanted you to hear that it's really, really hard to understand. Maybe we can process that and play that at another time.
Hey, Vincent, I've got it on my computer. Can I let you listen to my computer?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's try this. Listen up, folks.
Are you calling the Michael Parsons Trust? Are you calling the Michael Parsons Trust?
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, we can't understand it, so just bring that down, okay? We'll try to play it another time. Mike, I'm looking at a headline that says here, Mexico, this is a report today from France24.com. It says here, Mexico City. Mexico police and armed forces routinely torture and mistreat women, sometimes using sexual violence during arrest, interrogation. Does that happen in jail today? And I know you were in a men's prison, but are men raped?
It's not frequent, but occasionally it happens, and it's usually gang related. When I was in the prison, it was extremely rare, but it was usually gang-related. There was one guard in the Tipton County Jail who was fired because he got a couple of the female inmates pregnant. And
are you talking about corruption by the people who have been hired as employees of the prison?
Oh, yes, and Judge Lanier, who was a former judge in Dyer County, was fired because he was impregnating and extorting many of the women into providing him sexual favors in exchange for leniency on sentencing. And let me reiterate, if a person hasn't read the reasons for judgment where I was exonerated by the Universal Supreme Court, if they go to the universalsupremecourt.org and they pull up file U as in uniform, U-15-6030, they can read this, and it breaks down the 1,200-page transcript and shows the conspiracy of the court system to ignore the law and ignore the facts in the case and ignore the testimony that demonstrates that we were attacked without provocation and that I was ordered to be by a judge who then found probable cause on his own order and then railroaded me into prison. All the judges who were on the ballot of the election I was suing to overturn, where they had a financial interest in my motion to recuse them, my motion for change of venue, all of my motions were denied. So people will say, well, you should have gone, how they put it, something boogie in the administrative. Well, you don't realize that in Tennessee, the courts have given themselves discretion so they can pick and choose which rules and codes they apply because it's a corporate system. And if you go down their corporate system, you lose. If they want you to lose, you lose. End of discussion. And this issue about, well, you got a one-time, you can get rid of a judge, not in Tennessee. And that's a fact. You can't out from underneath a court. If that court wants you, it's a full-on assault from a corporation posing as government. And anybody that goes to the anticorruptionsociety.com and pulls up Lawfully Yours, they'll read about it. They'll see the evidence and the cases, the Clearfield Doctrine, which acknowledges the United States as a corporation. I'm sitting here looking at the incorporate papers for the United States government, state of Tennessee as a corporation. Then in Bradstreet, there's no less than three or 12 different corporations for Tipton County. They're running layer upon layer of corporations. And in the constitutional world, the thing that trumps the Constitution is contract law. And if you contract with these people, you're doomed. And that's why the day that I was arrested, I was supposed to be on USA Prepares with John Reagan, and John Reagan and I was going to expose how not only did I get the charges dropped, dismissed, but the indictment dismissed. How hard is it to get an indictment dismissed? Well, the fact is that I never consented to their offer to engage in contract. I kept asking them in the form of court. They refused to tell me. In what court would they not want to tell you the form of court? In an admiralty court, because once it's exposed, all you got to do is say, where's the international contract I signed? There is none. Oops, move to dismiss. Had they said it was a constitutional common law court, the Second Amendment right to bear arms shall not be infringed, move to dismiss. All right, equity court, okay, show me the injured party. Okay, all these different courts have various mechanisms by which I can undo what they're doing, but until they disclose the form of court, I can't proceed. And that's what stopped it all. They were not going, they dare not expose the form of court. And here's the thing, they can pick and choose the form on the fly. And if you don't know, they're not going to tell you. It's a rigged game, and you can't call the cops because the cops are part of the game. And you mentioned earlier, or asked, was there any good guys on the inside? Yeah, there's a few, but unfortunately, most of them, to a degree, they're going to do what they're told because they want a paycheck. And when I ran for office, I was looking at working to get Toyota to bring a truck plant to the county and other good-paying jobs, and I was going to eliminate eminent domain Agenda 21. Couldn't call it Agenda 21 in 2006 because nobody knew what that was, and it would glaze over. But when I talk about preventing them from taking your property, preventing them from running things through your farm and your land that you want to keep and pass on to your family, they understood that. They just didn't understand Agenda 21 or smart growth at that time. And I couldn't explain it to them. You just don't have the time. Didn't have the money, didn't have the means, and they weren't going to listen. But when you talk about preserving what they've got that's passed down through their family, they listen. And that's why I won in a landslide, because people like the idea of more jobs and security and keeping what they own and having a less intrusive government. Well, come to find out, it's a rigged game. The elections are rigged. The courts are rigged. And short of the blessings of my Creator and the protection that was provided, I wouldn't have been here, because the reality is I believe that the assault on me was because I was privy to a confession of murder by one of the inmates who told me how he sold heroin to a young lady who died of an overdose. He said, well, she thought she was getting 5/10 of a gram. Well, I gave her 8/10 of a gram, and oops, I'm the one that cut it with fentanyl. And this, you know the effect of fentanyl. In the last 3 months, I've had 4 or 5 people die in this county alone from heroin overdose. They get these people on Oxycontin and these other pain relievers, and when they run out of it more, well, there's heroin out there. And otherwise, unbeknownst to them, these people are getting themselves hooked on this drug, which they're getting from the streets, which in many respects is coming from the cops who are taking it through the courts and through the county. And of course, with a sheriff who's got 2 Humvees with turret-mounted 50-caliber machine guns and an HRAP, what's he planning on doing? Going to war against the people of Tipton County, it would appear. You can't wait for them to come to your doorstep. If you don't wake up and take back what little country you've got. One by one, they take you down. One by one. It's like a chess game. My wife acknowledged that what she witnessed me doing battle with this judge is that he would ask a question, I would respond with a question. It's like a chess match, and nobody wants to budge. We're blocking and blocking constantly. Well, sometimes you're blocking, and sometimes you're on the offense. You have to learn how to play chess. This is no longer checkers one-on-one. This is coming after you and your family. If you care anything about your family, you'll do the research that I'm suggesting. Find out what's going on and then engage in some capacity. Because effectively, you're the target. It's like the Trading with the Enemy Act, we all know. We are the target. We are the enemy. And it's time to wake up. Benson?
Mike, did you experience something akin to a SWAT-like raid on your farm?
Right. Back in February the 14th, I was on the way out of town, going back over to, as we discussed before, preserve and make sure that the materials that I was getting secured for your barn weren't taken. Even though there's a foot of snow over there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, this stuff is so good, it's so cheap. People will go out in the middle of a snowstorm. So they raided the farm.
Tell you what, Mike, hold that thought till after this short commercial announcement break. And tell us what happened with this SWAT-like raid. Who was there? Were lights, action camera there? Was this ready for TV? Were they going to show you as the bad guy? Tell us what happened when we come back, please. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? Oh
God, you're
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this is one of the most important broadcasts that we've ever done. I request that you share this with your friends and family. They just will not believe what they're hearing. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, we have Tom in Maryland online, but so I'd like to split the rest of the time. Yes.
Can I make just
tell us about
one real quick brief statement? Because
sure.
My time is short here. The show is short. Right now, I'm out on a $85,000 bond, which I had to put up 10% of. And literally, my wife spent every penny we had to come up with $4,500. The bonding lady was gracious enough to get me out. I still owe $4,500 and change to her. I'm not looking for donations. I'm looking to do this if I can sell off some things that I've got or get a loan or whatever. My website is mikeparsons.org. If anybody is interested in helping on this effort, please let me know. Effectively, I go to court in 3 days on Friday, and the bond lady, if I haven't satisfied her with my ability to repay her, I may get put back in jail. So just wanted to touch on that, and also I wanted to mention that, as I mentioned to you, the fact is that when you're gone to jail and you have a farm or other obligations and your wife and you know whoever you leave behind picks up the slack, things don't get done. And when I come home and I find it's so much that wasn't able to get done, then I'm not only in work mode to keep myself out of jail and get this remedied, I'm also required to take responsibility for my family, my animals, my farm, and that takes a lot. My phone bill was $2,700 unexpectedly. I was able to get AT&T to take care of that. Mrs. Parsons, they weren't going to listen to her. In 5 minutes, they said, certainly, Mr. Parsons, you've been with us since 1980. Obviously, you wouldn't have made these calls to Canada had you didn't realize you didn't have a calling plan to cover it. So they corrected that.
Mike,
and
Mike, very quickly, did you have a SWAT type raid on your farm?
Yes, and if you go to December 1st, yes.
Okay. Next, Tom in Maryland, very quickly. We're running out of time.
I'll make it real quick. Vince, I hope you do another show with Mr. Parsons. I hope he's free in the next couple of weeks to do another show with you. I'll pray for you, Mr. Parsons. I wish you all the luck. And I can attest to what you're telling the audience today. I spent a career in law enforcement. I've spoken with Vince before about how the courts are playing with the law, playing with jurisdictions, how they're switching jurisdictions during the trial. I wish it was as simple as a chess game, like you said. However, they don't have the rules that we can play by and be assured that they're playing by the same rules. It's as if they're dealing from a blackjack deck of five different shoes, and you never know what's coming. You really have a hard time, anyone does, keeping up with their shenanigans. And that's why the courtroom is a dangerous, dangerous place. And I hope you utilize all of your knowledge and help that you can get from other people in order to get out of really what is a terroristic type of situation, because people are terrorized, they're victimized, and the courtrooms should not be that way. I blame statute law. You know, we've gotten wrapped up in a lot of legislation where Vince asked you if you were a criminal. I would suggest that all of us in this society probably are criminals if you go by the basic definition of what a criminal is. We used to tell people, listen, ignorance of the law is no excuse. I told my
Tom, we're out of time. I really appreciate your call. I'd like you to call back, even if Mike Parsons is not on the air with us. Let's have some more discussion about this. Thank you so much for calling in. Mike Parsons, quick question for you. Will you be, if you're available, meaning not in jail or prison, will you come back?
I will.
Mike, I look forward to spending some time with you in person and, of course, on the air. Our prayers go with you. Class, this is absolutely real. There's no embellishment here. Please share this with friends and family. Mike, thank you. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.